my 16-year-old is already in high school. She'll be a junior this year. With you going into high school, what is something that you want to accomplish? Hello and welcome to another episode of Conversations with My Daughter. I am your host, Shaunika Torres. Today we are talking about the world is your oyster. My 14-year-old is going into high school. Her response was she wants to have a boyfriend. Now, I didn't take that so well. I'm going to be honest with you. And, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. I did not take that so well because my thinking was, of all the things you could potentially accomplish in your high school years, having a boyfriend is the pinnacle of your point of success. I was a little disturbed by it. I'm going to be quite frank with you guys because, you know, I asked her, I said, what exactly are you hoping to get out of this boyfriend relationship? And her response was, this is my 14-year-old, of course. Her response was she wanted someone to hug her in a way that didn't feel like a mother or a grandmother. Listen, guys, I was done. I give pretty good hugs. I mean, if you guys ever see me and you want a hug, let me know. But I give pretty good hugs. And the fact that her response was that she wants somebody to hug her in a way that doesn't feel like she's getting a hug from her mom or her grandmother. I didn't know what to say to that. I really didn't know what to say to that. And so I decided to ask my other daughter, my 16-year-old, what would you like to accomplish for the remaining portion of your high school years? And her response was that, she wanted to get to the bottom of Area 51. And it's conversations like these, when I'm trying to be serious, that the kids are not. So in follow-up, of course, I have to reflect on my own high school years. So, you know, as a parent, you never want to try to, I guess, you know, your kids are going to be your kids, and it's not that they need to follow in your footsteps, but I think to some extent there is a portion of you as a parent that is hoping that maybe they accomplish maybe as much as you or more. Of course, your hope is always that your kids do better, but I think for me, knowing that I, in my high school years, so I'll give you a little background. As a high school student, I was junior class president. I was senior class president. I participated in soccer. I started off at JV, in JV soccer, and then they ended up bumping me to varsity. First year playing, I was just a very solid girl, if you will. Not a big girl or anything like that. But I was just very solid. Anyways, I ended up getting bumped up to varsity my first year of playing soccer. So for me, I had a very good high school experience, and my hope is that my daughters have the same. Now, Alana is my 16-year-old. Alana has been to 4 different high schools at this point. We started in Texas, and then we moved from the place that we were in, so she went to another high school. And during the summer, I was having problems with her at that point, so I sent her back home to live with my parents in Oregon. And that, she made the argument, my daughter made the argument, well, Mom, you know, I don't have any friends over here, and I really just want to go and be with my friends who I know and who I love. So as a parent, right, because I had just became a single parent, as a parent, you try to take those things into consideration, and you're like, well, if this is going to help her be stable, she's going to be over there with grandma and grandpa. I don't want to be away from my daughter, but if this is what it takes for her to be successful, then I'm willing to make that sacrifice. So I sent her over there for a semester, and I sent her over there. Of course, as a parent, I'm still getting updates. So I'm getting updates and notifications that my daughter's failing classes. And I call my mom. I'm like, hey, Mom, what's going on? Like, I sent her over there for her to be able to get her grades together and for her to be around her friends. And it seems like she's doing just the same or worse than what she was when she lived over here. So my mom's like, well, yeah, well, she's just being really distracted by now. There's a boy. There's always a boy. There's always a boy. So to my young ladies out there who may be having similar thoughts to my 14-year-old, maybe your pinnacle of success in high school is to obtain a boyfriend and have somebody hug you in the way that your mother or grandmother don't hug you. But that being said, boys are such a distraction. And of course, hindsight is always 20/20, and you'll understand that saying the older you get, because you're always going to be able to look back on past experience and think to yourself, goodness, I shouldn't have done that. Or, you know what? I really wish I would have made different choices at the time. But a lot of times, my belief is that a lot of times the things we go through are sometimes lessons for us. And sometimes the things that we go through are lessons for other people. Meaning other people are able to learn and grow from the experiences that we had to endure so that they didn't have to. So when you share your story, it's from a perspective of, hey, I've been there, I've done that, and this is my experience. You don't have to go through that. Hopefully, of course, right? But that being said, I do know that a lot of this does come from a place of they just want to be loved. They want to be validated. Again, if the pinnacle of your success is being in a relationship, figure out what it is that you want to get out of this relationship. Are you looking for someone to talk to? And is it necessary that you have to be in a relationship to get this person to talk to you, or to find a person to talk to you? Can that come from somebody else? Maybe it's your grandma and grandpa. Maybe it's another adult figure in your life. Just thinking outside relationships as far as where you get your support from. Now, being able to, going back to the term, the world is the... Now, going back to the saying, the world is your oyster. Again, meaning that you have the ability to accomplish anything that you want in life. Possibilities are endless. So, thinking ahead, maybe you're not in high school, maybe you're in college, or maybe you're not even in college, maybe you're in elementary. Thinking about ahead, futuristic goals, what is something you would like to accomplish before you graduate middle school, before you graduate high school? Also, parents, one way to engage your child is to ask questions in a way that facilitates conversations, because sometimes you really don't know what you don't know. Does that make sense? Sometimes the things that we ask our kids or the things we don't ask our kids has a lot to do with the choices that they make. So instead of assuming that our children know what to do, you can always open up the conversation, again, remembering that the world is their oyster, asking them what are some things that they would like to accomplish before they graduate middle school or high school. And also be mindful of sharing your experiences. A lot of times as parents, we get into the habit of not sharing our experiences. And I don't know sometimes if that comes from a place of thinking our kids won't be interested, or if that comes from a place of we just don't think too much into it. But I feel that as parents, it's really helpful for our kids to understand that we are not just moms and dads. We are parents that have gone through things, and we were once children as well. And so being able to share our life experiences as children are really helpful to really just paint the picture when we tell them, hey, don't do this. Like, for example, you could tell your kid, hey, don't join gangs. And maybe you had someone in your life that did join a gang and it didn't turn out so well. Or maybe you yourself were a former gang member. Being able to share those experiences with them and not thinking, because sometimes parents think, oh, well, I went through this, I'm really embarrassed about it, I don't want to share this with my kid. But those are definitely the stories that you want to share, because it humanizes you. You're not just some figure that is put on this pedestal. It's like, wow, like my parents are relatable. So just being mindful about that. Also asking, another question you can ask to open up conversation, ask them to name a person who is inspiring to them. And, this may be you or may not be you, but I always feel like questions like that are helpful to understand what about this person is inspiring. And that can also help you guide them if they're inspiring to be somebody that probably, maybe it's a neighborhood kid that isn't the best influence. If it's a neighborhood kid who isn't the best influence, you can redirect them. Well, what makes, you know, Big Mike so inspiring to you? And maybe that's a conversation that opens up the door to a conversation that maybe you wouldn't have had otherwise. And then also another thing that you can ask is, what dreams and aspirations are you hoping to accomplish later on in life? So really getting them to think big picture here. and asking them who in the field that they're inspired to go into is somebody that they look up to. So maybe they want to be an actor or actress. So tell me an actor or actress that you look up to. And or maybe it's veterinarian. Tell me a veterinarian that you look up to or somebody that's in the field. Now, oftentimes, especially like to some of those fields, like maybe they're doctors or maybe they're veterinarians or maybe they're chiropractors or maybe they're, you know, the sanitation people. Sometimes we really don't know those answers. So it's a really good opportunity for you to maybe research online, like, oh, let's look to see who's someone in the field and what they like about the field. And there's so many research articles or there's so many interviews out there that you just never know what might spark their interest. So I don't know if this was helpful to you guys. I always like to hear your comments. One of the things in passing, I always ask parents. So one final thing that you can do as a parent to open up further conversations is to ask your kid, if I were an animal, what animal would I be and why? Now, This is the important part. Giving them space to feel safe to interpret it. Because if they're like, oh, you remind me of a lion. You're like, a lion? What do you mean? What do you mean I remind you of a lion? Just know that they're probably not going to be as forthcoming if you're being aggressive and roaring like a lion. So it's, you know, one of these questions that you may want to ask them when they're already in a relaxed environment instead of, you know, maybe... You know, sometimes if you're in the room and you're like, hey, you know, Mike, come to my room. Sometimes the room is the equivalent of a boss's office. So if you ask them something and you're in your room, that might send a message to them that they're in trouble. So go over to their environment. If they're in their room, go over to them. If they're sitting on the couch, sit on the couch with them and ask them, if I were an animal, what animal would I be and why? And those are a really great way to kind of get an idea of how your child views you in a non-threatening way. So I had a client I had asked this to, and it was ironic. They said the mom reminded them of a gazelle, and she asked why. She said, well, because the little girl said, well, because you're calm and you're beautiful and you're nice. So that was her response. And so then the dad comes and says, oh, hey, what animal would I be and why? And the little girl's response was a lion. And the dad said, a lion? Why would you say daddy's a lion? And she says, well, because you're angry all the time and you're really loud. So as a therapist, I was kind of intrigued by the dynamics because in the wild, the lion eats the gazelle. And so I, as a therapist, you know, reading into it, might want to inquire kind of what role they view both parents as. And again, these are just non-threatening questions just to kind of open up a better conversation. And I imagine maybe a dad didn't want to be viewed as a lion, but I imagine the dad didn't want to be viewed as a lion. But the thing that comes to my mind is, would that conversation have even ever happened had he not asked that question? So again, asking questions that open up further conversation. Well, this is the end of my show today. If you have any further questions or even any comments, what feedback did you get from your child? Are you going to ask these questions? Did you ask these questions? Feel free to give me a message or any question, follow-up questions that you have. I'm more than happy to answer. Again, this is Shaunika with Conversations with My Daughters, and I hope this was helpful. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.